KIW iRadio 76 proudly presents the 515 Show with your host, John Sarver. Who's at the 515 door today?
Here, we're going to let you in on a little bit of a broadcast secret. Normally, when you hear producers or talent say, "And this man needs no introduction," it means that they dropped the paper somewhere of their their intro.
And they have no idea who they're talking to.
Yeah, and then they're hoping to God that somebody will talk and say, oh yes, that's who that is. Oh, yes. How is your husband anyways? Yeah, you know.
I like that.
Yeah, how is baseball today for you? Yeah, anyways. But we don't drop the paper on this guy. As a matter of fact, when we brought back the 515 show for 2020, this is a gentleman that we wanted to have on first because he sets the table for the rest of the season, and he's a great person to be on the other side. It is Todd Sr. Dunham, even though it's not really that way. It's only to us, from Drag Racers of Michigan. Hiya, Todd.
How you doing, John?
Dandy. Oh, cool. It's Todd. All right, so I got your paper right here. Now we know who you are. Yeah. Good Lord. You know what it is? It's almost like when old guys say sport. Hey, sport. Why don't you give me that Pepsi over there?
Yeah. Buddy, pal, all
yeah.
those.
Chief. Yeah. Good looking. Hey, rugged guy. Hey, yeah. Yeah, it's an amazing thing, but nothing is more amazing than the season that everybody went through last year. Yeah. There was.
Yeah, that's what it is. It, whenever you mention 2020, the first thing that comes out of everybody's mouth is a big sigh.
Yeah, and even if Cy was around, you wouldn't want him coming out. If you saw that commercial with the lemons at the Super Bowl, that's 2020. Job well done, yes. Bud Light or Bud or whoever the hell you were, you know?
It was. It was. It certainly was.
Yeah, well, anyways, a lot of things to get to. It's been a quiet winter, but yet it's been a cautious one. We do notice that there's been a lot of people with it. They're already bringing out their schedules and stuff, and it's like I think everybody that I remember seeing that has something out has something started in April already, don't they?
Yeah, pretty much. Like you say, I think everybody's just in a big hurry to get out of 2020 and let's get this thing rolling again.
Yeah, but it's kind of not up to them.
No, it's not, but you know, I think there's a lot of wishful thinking in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm hoping that everybody's going to do their part and the vaccines get out and we just get back to, I don't know if we'll ever get back to the original normal. But if we can get back to something really close, I'll be happy with that.
Well, they had, and we were talking about this before, that they have, like, back in the early 60s, late 50s, and especially down here, they have, like, these yellow triangles that had for, you know, and they said nuclear fallout shelter, and they were, like, at churches and schools, and you see them as relics of the time, and we're wondering, you know, when you look down on the floor and you see, must be 6 foot away from the person in front of you, like at Meijer or something, are we going to look back at that and go, oh my God, you know, remember those days?
Yes. Yeah. Isn't that going to be something when you can actually stand in line and you don't have to worry about, you know, don't you miss the days of having that shopping cart jammed into the back of your calves? You know, or, you know, walking in the door and people tugging and banging into you. I mean, I miss those days.
Yeah,
I miss those days.
I wish that I could be mean to my fellow man again. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't. You mean I can't throw a melon at him from up close?
Yeah, but up close, though. You're going to have to, like, mash it in like the Three Stooges do. I was impressed to see that everybody was doing, you know, like we said, they're starting in April. I mean, Major League Baseball is starting in April, and I think all summer sports are looking at baseball to set kind of the pace, even though last year was a disaster with 60 games and stuff. I mean, that's kind of didn't really matter, but I mean, that they had, you know, it was so new last year. You know, when they had people, well, we got to cancel games. Well, how far away do we got to be? Well, yep. You know, and then when we went out, I think we did a video somewhere in May or April because we had a jacket on saying, hey, look, you know, you could probably do drag racing.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing, too. Everybody, you know, after we were all locked down and we come back out and everybody's kind of, well, you know, I know we're supposed to keep our distance, but,
yeah.
You know, what are all the regulations going to be? And, you know, we want to open, but yet we don't want to step on anybody's toes. We don't want to get in trouble. You know what I mean? You don't want to get the government coming in and sanctioning you and all that stuff for not following through on what you're supposed to be doing.
Oh, that's what but Mr. Genovec was saying. All it takes is, all I have to do is open up my gates, and then somebody from the state goes, how many people you have? 2, 4, 6, 8. Yeah, here's your fine.
Yeah. Yep. I remember something about the bathrooms. You know?
Bathrooms?
You couldn't, yeah, they said that that it was a place to congregate. So, yeah, believe it or not, I'm telling you, why do you want to congregate in the toilet? But whatever, you know.
If you've gone to some of the toilets, especially in some of the strips around here, you don't want to congregate.
No, no, you're in and out. You're afraid to go in there.
As quick as you can, mask or no mask. I mean, you'd be glad to wear a mask in that place.
Yeah.
Holy.
But, I'll tell you what, it's... I'm excited about this year.
Yep.
Like I say, I think we've got 2 or 3 full schedules out. I've got one kind of tentative. 131 is looks like a full schedule, but I think it's tentative. I don't think it's 100% quite yet. I talked to Christy over at Milan, and they're about a week out yet. Nick, I would imagine Nick's got I just got a flyer, he's got a race coming out, not exactly when, and I'll find it, and I'm quite sure he's going to talk a lot about it when he gets in on the 24th of June. That's going to be a nice race for him. That's a pretty decent payout. So
well, we got him next week, so we're going to find out exactly what's going on. But you're right, that is some severe money for somebody that hasn't had the gate open.
Yep. And you know what's neat is, you know, when you're looking over social media and stuff, you see a lot of race cars, new race cars being built.
Yeah.
A lot of updates. I'm also seeing no prep cars being built, you know, specifically for the no prep tracks and stuff like that. So it seems like everybody's just rocking and rolling, ready to go this year.
Well, it seems like they had enough time to go, now what do we do? You know, it's like we can't go anywhere, so we might as well start ratcheting. And we haven't really paid out a whole lot of money going out to dinner and stuff like that, so we could buy those injectors.
Yes, exactly. Ladder bars, we could buy the a couple extra nitrous bottles and a turbo.
Yeah.
So
yeah, a decent paint job.
Nah, screw it. Paint don't make it go faster. You waste your money on stuff that makes it go fast.
Said the sponsor. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't say anything about lettering.
Yeah.
Gotta have the letters.
Rat rods are always in fashion. You know, talking about fashion and things that we got, I mean, you're right. This is, you know, it's kind of like the hot stove league for baseball, where everybody sits around, put their feet up and says, you know, well, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? You know, and so you start hearing there is a slight drum beat. Like you said, there is a heartbeat right now, even though it's going to be like 2 below, about 7 below where you're at. You know, it's going to be... You kind of hear that kind of that spring training kind of feeling, but only for like the drag racing version of it.
Yep.
You know?
Well, all I do is I looked at the forecast in another week, and it's supposed to be up in the 30s. So all I got to do is get through this flipping week. And yeah, that's a heat wave. I'll be out in my t-shirt and shorts. No, I won't.
Well, that's it's somehow with hot rodders, And the older you are, the more you experience this more. Right about now, you're looking around for Autorama ads. You know?
Yes.
Ain't coming.
Yes.
You know, yep. I mean, I think they kind of put their toe in the water for April. Ain't happening. You know? No. I can't imagine anything. Drag racing, maybe no fans in the stands, but Autorama, how are you going to do it?
Exactly. I mean, we missed out on, what did we miss out on already? PRI. PRI was the end of last year. There's that, what was the name of that swap meet in Novi?
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, right.
Showplace, something down there.
Personal, yeah. It was kind of fun. It wasn't fabulous, but it was kind of fun.
It was. I mean, it was, if it's cold and you got nothing else to do and you got right. someplace to go yep. to look at car stuff, yep.
Yep.
I'm in.
It's, and especially, you know, you're right. Anytime, these are kind of like the spring training for us, and Autorama is the spring board. You know, yep. although it's not drag racing, it's cars and it's performance and it's hot rod and it's something you've done all your life if you're hip to going there. And now that it's not, because I think they squeezed it in last year, but this year it's good luck having it in July. You know,
right, and exactly. I mean,
all the way down to the Woodward Dream Cruise, having it at M1, eh. You know, it's kind of like, good luck having that. I mean, when you have the auto show at M1, it's,
yeah.
I mean, you're right, and there's not even an auto show, but that's okay. We know what this is all about. It's a one-in-a-lifetime thing that we'll ever have to go through, but you do feel that itch.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, you know. Like I say, you know, I'm looking at the 30-degree weather, and it's like, okay, it's getting warmer. It's starting to, man, is there a nice day when I can get the trailer out and grab the truck and bring it home and start working on it? And,
yeah.
And all that stuff. And then you get through that 30 degrees and all of a sudden it's zero again. It's like, gosh, boy, I jumped the gun on that one.
Oh, don't you have the big furnace going in your fine estate?
You know, the furnace quit.
So, oh, no. Yeah,
perfect timing.
So no.
So now I'm down to an $89 propane bullet heater, which, believe it or not, other than the major noise, it's not a bad heater. That was $89 well spent.
Yeah, it's
but
something.
But it keeps the garage warm. That's all I need.
It is, and it's kind of fun to watch the little tip, you know, become orange. Yeah. You know, yeah, when you stand in front of it, yeah, you smell like kerosene too. However. You know, roasty, toasty, warm. Those things do heat up quick. You know, you're right.
They do.
You can't hear anybody.
Believe it or not, the propane, I have the propane one, and I don't smell it, but the wife will come out in the garage. She's like, yeah. Jesus, man, you need to get out in some fresh air or something. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm doing okay here.
She says, ceiling in the doors. Yep, looks good, son. Yeah. Keep out there.
Yep. Locks it from the outside so I can't. I love you, honey. Bye-bye.
Sign this insurance paper real soon. Just slide it under
the
door.
Slide it to the bottom of the door, yep.
Good.
No ideas.
Notice a lot of Sea Ray brochures around the house lately.
I don't even look at that anymore.
Good man. Well, that's kind of what we're looking at. And here's kind of our warm-ups and our pitches for this year. Everybody, with the folks with a full slate, these things look like any year. I mean, Mid-Michigan looks like, I mean, that's a solid setup. I don't, you know, we looked at the folks that have stuff out already. And you're right, it's ugly is normally is last one in the box. You know, yep. I can't, yep. But I mean, that's how they are,
yeah.
You know?
Well, that, Nick, you know, I can just imagine with everything that's going on, everybody wants to wait to the last minute
sure.
to make sure every I is dotted and T is crossed before. Because,
yeah.
You know, nothing worse than throwing something out there and then all of a sudden have things change. And, you know, because the drag racers are getting their schedules and what they want to do throughout the summer. And the earlier they can get that done, the better they are. And it kind of sucks to have your schedule ready to go and then things change and they're moving things around and stuff like that. So I guess if they waited another couple weeks and got her down pat, I don't think anybody would complain about it.
Yeah. I think what happens that everybody sees, you know, like Major League Baseball, April 1st. And I think who starts first, Mid-Michigan? Are they first one out on the April?
Well, they're testing tuning on the 11th. But I think, Northern's on the 17th. 131 is actually the first weekend in April.
Yeah,
got a testing tune on the 3rd. Of course, there's a 50-degree difference between here and Grand Rapids. So.
Yeah, but
that was a joke.
Still.
And Lapeer's the 17th as well. So, it looks like first, second week.
What I like about Lapeer is they're going into November. I mean, those people are fearless.
Did you look at that schedule for Lapeer? Yeah,
that's something we want to talk about in just a minute.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So let's go this way. Here's opinions that are expressed by myself and Todd Sr., and there are opinions only. Don't like them too damn bad. Okay, so that disclaimer to the side. There is something that we took a look at, and it's called a showrunner. A showrunner is, in TV terms, like a producer, a promotional person. They kind of wear all the hats. And there's, in our things to watch for 2021, there's two things we want to cover today, and one is showrunners and one is track. Now, the showrunners, and we'll do it in alphabetical order, and then you're going to get your chance to vote. And figure out how we're going to do that? Not my problem. Anyways, but here's three that I want to bounce off you and see, Todd, what you think. I mean, In alphabetical order, it's William Alexander from the Michigan Snowmobile Asphalt Drag Racers Association, which we normally go, However, this guy came out of nowhere, and put together that group that took over Mid-Michigan. And I'm telling you, Mr. Ledford was more than happy to have these folks. And it's not that they're doing something different. I mean, it is kind of cool. It is cool, but they have a solid group, a solid club, and it's getting bigger, and they're almost exactly what you want a club to be. They're clean.
Right.
They're clean. They shower. Really? No, but I mean,
they'll be happy to hear that.
They don't leave anything behind. You wouldn't know they were there Monday morning.
Right.
And that's not normally the track of everywhere else, you know,
no.
And that you could grow something that was probably, I guess you would consider a niche at one time. You know, I'm seeing more and more snowmobiles, even down Milan and stuff. I mean, the Wildcat guys, you know, they're coming out. And this guy, you know, William Alexander is like bringing more and more folks into it. And if they keep, you know, the same kind of credo going, you know, be cool, you know, have a good machine, have fun, clean up after yourself, and we'll come back again next week.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to the one of the races they had last year at Mid-Michigan, and I don't want to say that I was surprised, but
you can say
it was neat. It was very well run. Everything was boom, boom, boom. They didn't have any hang-ups. I mean, he was, you know, making sure, you know, whatever class was called, the snowmobiles were there. They were ready to run. No issues. I mean, it ran really quick.
Yeah, and it's surprising, too, because you would think something like this, because there were so many misconceptions. If anything that, you know, these guys have to do is maybe get a slightly more PR about, you know, because you go, you know, it's snowmobiles in the summertime on drag strip, huh? You know, but once you see these guys, especially the one guy, I think it was in a purple or blue snowmobile. He was a madman. I mean, whoa! I would not want to be on that sled going that fast.
And it's, you know, a snowmobile and a motorcycle, there's not much holding you, on that thing. And but those guys, I mean, like I said, I went to that last year, and I was amazed. I there was a lot of sleds. They were fast.
Yeah.
Very efficient.
No junk.
It was really, and they're fast. Those snowmobiles are fast.
Yeah. And so if you want to talk, you know, because they go, why would you want to see snowmobiles? Well, it's like, why would you want to see motorcycles? You know, any two things can drag race, you know, really, depending how you really stretch it, you know.
Right.
And for this guy to be able to pull this, and I guess they have like podcasts every like Monday or something like that to go over everything that went on. And because of COVID and whatever, you know, I don't know if they Zoom or they just see it on like a Facebook Live or something, but brilliant.
He does. I believe it's on noon on Sundays. He does a Facebook Live, and I've tuned in a couple times, and I mean, he goes over everything, goes over the past race, goes over new rules. If he sees something that he didn't like or does like, he makes sure he mentions it. A lot of people tune in. It's a good idea, and he's very. He speaks fluently. He doesn't fumble or anything like that. You know what I mean? And I don't mean that in a bad way.
Basically, he knows his English. Yeah, I know what you mean.
He knows what he's talking about. And if something comes up, a question comes up or whatever it is, he makes sure it's jotted down. He looks into it and he gets back to him right away. So it's a pretty neat setup.
Yep. Yeah, okay. So that's what we have him as because of A for Alexander. All right, part two of our show, Jay Peso. As one of the showrunners around here, now Jay has an unusual reputation. He brings the people in.
Boy, he does.
I mean, there
he
is.
Certainly does.
At one time, they were locked into Mid Michigan, and then he was doing a lot of stuff in Lapeer. I know he was doing some stuff in Milan because he had one at Milan, which a couple of years ago was just a blowout. You know. Isn't he doing stuff with 131 this year?
That's what I was looking for. I see they have some grudge testing and like Battle of Titan grudge race. I don't know if that's Jay Peso or not, but there is a couple grudge race events there.
Yeah.
Tons at Lapeer. But you know what I did notice about that?
What?
And we talked on that earlier last year about the graduation and all the people and stuff like that. What I've been noticing more is that people aren't as far down the track anymore.
Yay.
You know what I mean? They're staying back, kind of behind the cars a little bit, which I think makes everybody feel just a little bit safer. So that's awesome. I mean, like I say, you know, I've seen a lot of no prep cars being built. I won't say a lot, but quite a few, more than what I normally see.
Sure.
So that's up and coming. And as long as they, you know, keep the spectators safe, hey, racing's racing. More power to you.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of like your cousins from Indiana, you know. You like them you when you see them, and then you make them go away, but they make you hold your breath. Because you're right. If there's one thing in drag racing, and we talked about this with different track owners, you know, they bring the people in, but, you know, how much does your knees knock on liability?
Yeah.
You know, somebody loses it, some flywheel goes, you know, you can poke your eye out. I don't want to sound like get off my grass, you kids. But I never understood, first of all, what was the thrill of standing there? You know, I mean, standing there behind a car, standing there next to a car, you know, standing there when your hands are on the door. What the hell? If you're a track owner, what are you thinking, man? You know, do you have insurance that well?
That's what I'm, you know, there's a, I don't know, a lot of tracks won't let you anywhere near those cars. I mean, you know, one or two crew, you know, and obviously the starters and those guys are out there, but they like to keep people at a safe distance because I'll tell you, flywheels, harmonic balancers.
Sure. Oh, God, yeah. Pistons.
Come out of there kind of fast, and they usually hurt whatever they hit. So they like to keep people, you know, in out of harm's way, I guess I'm what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. But see, now you have this, they're kind of, the Peso group is kind of their own thing, kind of. Only because when you see a lot of the no time races, wink, you know, and the grudge race, wink, you know, we're glad to have you on a track as opposed to having you on a street.
Right.
You know, but it's a certain taste, kind of like bourbon. You know, if you're really cool to it, it's great that it's drag racing and it's great that it brings people in. It's just my personal opinion, you know, because now you have what I think is becoming the hottest thing in drag racing. And so that brings us to our third showrunner is Steve Tomasek.
Oh, yes.
You know? I mean, what Steve does is, besides screwing up his last name as many times as I can, I don't know why I have such a hard time with it. Anyways.
Well, when you mentioned it, I'm thinking, huh? Who is that now? And then the only thing I can think of is the Blue Willies, so then I'm all set.
That's Tim. Steve, God help me if I don't say Steve Tomasek.
Yeah.
Steve is the front runner for, or the showrunner for, the Detroit Dragway Reunion and the Nostalgia Nationals that both you and I saw last year. Broadcast from, actually. Now, I am seeing in the middle of a pandemic, the stands, and one of the hottest days ever, the stands are packed. They have all kinds of age groups there. It's not a certain segment. It is Grandpa, take kitty, and everywhere else in between. It is women, it is guys, it is date night, it's the old folks, it's the young folks, it's the old folks taking the young folks, you know.
Yes.
And the enthusiasm that we saw at the Nostalgia Drags, unbelievable.
You know, that just to see those old cars and, you know, we did see new ones there too, but they just bring back memories, you know, and I'll tell you what, I'm an automatic guy, but man, them guys jamming them four speeds, that was awesome.
Down to 1320?
Awesome. Oh.
Yeah. And when Steve said, yeah, we're going to do 1320, it's like, you know, that thing on Sanford and Son, Elizabeth, I'm coming, honey. I mean, I was grabbing my heart.
You know? Why, you liked the quarter mile over an eighth? I never knew that. I thought you were...
You a Mopar guy? What? I'm telling you, never once
have I heard you say you enjoy the quarter mile.
Well, we're breaking news here, man. While we break wind, we will break news and tell you that. You know, pretty soon I'll come out and tell you how much I love Plymouths, but... between here and there, it's the amazing thing is, and when you talk to the first of all, it was run extremely efficiently.
Yeah.
You know, both of them were, we got a little bit more insight on the Nostalgia Nats. But the way that, did you get a chance to walk around the pit?
I did.
In Nostalgia?
I went out there and I sweat my kind of enough.
Yes, you did.
Man, I had to wear long pants.
Good man, you. Real men wear pants.
Nice. I had to look respectable. But yes, I did. And you know,
okay.
I hate being respectable.
Yeah. Well, all we asked you for was an hour.
Yeah.
How can we wear a tutu afterward? Don't just take off the shirt.
But no, it was very interesting because, you know, the older cars, but to look at some of the suspension and stuff like that with some of the newer upgrades. It was cool. It was enjoyable. I'll go again for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of the cool thing, and it was a synergy that was going on. The people dug it, so the car guys, the drivers dug it more, and I'm telling you, more than one put on a show, like No Tomorrow, like the Johnny Rotten guy. We're going to have him on, too, with the Rotten Chevrolet, matter of fact. The Rotten Orange, I should say. You know, no. These guys were pulling the wheels off the front as far as they could possibly do it. The funny cars were smoking it up harder than anywhere else I've ever seen, you know. Plus, the people in the pits were cool. Plus, the Superstock clubs were cool. Plus, the Gasser clubs were cool, etc.
What about the old guy with that front-engine dragster where his butt was about dragging the ground?
Yeah, the gold one?
Yeah, the only thing between his butt and the pavement was probably a little piece of sheet metal.
Maybe. And you know, and that's probably pretty worn out from the 50s or 60s, whatever it was. And you hit something too, Todd. When you take a look at these old cars, these classic cars, you wonder, how the hell did you stop?
Yeah, because you know the brakes on these ones that we seen
drum
were not the same as what was used.
No.
When those tracks were on, you know, on the racetracks back in the 60s.
Yeah.
So I think that's when you run the quarter mile and you had to have a 3/4 mile long track because you needed double that to stop.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
No.
See, and the cool thing about the Nostalgia Nats is they had everything. They had funny cars that looked like funny cars. Not funny cars of what looks like today. Now, God, I'm getting this close to saying, oh, those girl haircuts on them Beatle kids. I'll never listen to that music, you know. But it was, they had some, I mean, you look at it and you tip your hat because in the golden age, you know, a front engine dragster, It's what they had, not knowing that your buns were right over the diff, you know. Not knowing the oil and everything else, and you really did. You had no front brakes. You barely had any back brakes. The tires were in between your shoulders. What the hell were you thinking?
Let's just go fast.
Yeah, exactly. And how much faster can we go than you? You know,
the girls will think it's cool, man.
Yeah, it's the noise. It's the cackle fest. But even the Super Stocker clubs that came from miles around. Matter of fact, is something that just broke since we've been on the air. April 2nd, we are going to have Mike on from the Great Lakes Stock and Super Stock Association here.
Oh, cool.
April 2, Mike just confirmed them. Okay, cool stuff. Thanks, you. Thanks, Gary. So the Super Stock clubs came from, there was two of them, I think, at the Nostalgia Nats. And they had the funny car folks. And I think Steve is doing more things at Milan this year.
Okay. You know?
And so if he is, and again, we're going to have him on later on. But I really want to talk to him because he's excited. I think he's got his finger on the pulse of what's bringing back drag racing. I don't know how many folks you get in for a peso. It's... Because if you see the Nostalgia Drags, and not to live in the past or anything, these guys are still getting it. You know, they're still hopping on it and blowing parts and whatever. But a lot of these guys, if you talk to them, they're there for the fans to put on the show. Where the hell have you seen that before? And it kind of goes back to how Steve runs the show. And I'm telling you, it was efficient. It ran. There was no downtime. You could barely catch your breath. You know, I mean, even for the broadcasting it. You know, it was exciting when you saw the everybody lifting the wheels like they should have. I don't know. I just think it's the way to go. I think Steve takes the cake this one. Maybe.
When we did have that little bit of downtime, remember how they drove all the cars down the track instead of having them turn around in the staging lane?
Yeah, there was a reason for that, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think they could have got them turned around as many as there were. Everybody stood up. That was really enjoyable.
It was a very cool parade. It was a very cool parade of muscle that this, because this is what drag racing was before it lost its soul in the NHRA.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, before it just became the smoke and noise things, I'm not terrifically sure how many folks like to see a 2-second race. you know, a 3-second race, ho-hum. But if you see some of these stockers, it's insane.
That's another thing. When you're watching that NHRA, they show you little bits and pieces of the stocks, the super stocks.
Maybe.
That kind of stuff. You might see the final zip, 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 and you're done. And I'll guarantee you, there's more people out there that would just love to see those guys.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because go ahead.
They're more of what we drive.
Exactly, because we can relate to them is exactly what I was going to say. Because that's the whole thing of drag racing. I drive a Plymouth Henceforth. You know, we love the Saxon Martin. I drive a Ford. Therefore, I like the Glidden side before he jumped over to the good people. You know? I mean...
Whatever.
He was tired of losing. Everybody that you saw, you know, you recognized that car and you bought that car or you knew a friend that had that car, you know, and how many people, you know, built their street cars in high school that should never have letter bars on them or some kind of weird ass high rise in a 2-barrel, you know, but you thought it was cool.
Yep.
And that's how you related, and that's how drag racing was, and they lost their soul, you know. And if Steve can bring all this back, and so far, you know, it was, he did a hell of a job bringing in, I think there was like 6 or 7 funny cars there, if not more.
Yeah, there was quite a few.
And that, when you feel the ground shake, and they dressed it up a little bit, they did a little more smoking than they should have, et cetera, but it was for the fans. And so many times they said, well, for the fans, and then you saw the fans get into it, which made the drivers get into it more, which made the fans get into it more. I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to next year, man.
Yeah, it's good. It was a really good time. I enjoyed it. I haven't seen the Gassers in a really long time, and I'll tell you, when I seen that, I can't wait to see him again.
Oh, Tim does a hell of a job too. The Great Lakes Gassers. I mean, it's almost like under the whole Tomosic kind of thing.
Yes.
You know, because really that's a family, if you're a chick, you want to get married into, because man, oh man, oh man. Oh God, between Tim and Steve, and evidently they have a lineage of all kinds of family members that did drag racing. I think Steve, now in Milan, you know, and he's produced, you know, show running a lot of stuff in Milan. I think he just brought Milan up a million degrees higher.
Oh yeah,
you know, than what it was.
Who ran out to Ubley last year?
Did they? Yeah, the Great Lakes did, because we saw them up there, but they had limited cars because a lot of folks kind of broke, I think, during that time. Or it was kind of some 6-1, half dozen other. But it is kind of fun to watch them, you know, at a hometown track.
Right.
You get up close and personal. But the funny thing is about the Great Lakes Gassers and Gassers and the Superstock guys, you know, Stock and Superstock friends, they'll, you know... Normally, you get intimidated walking past them, like the funny cars and stuff. Hell, they'll be more than happy, you know, for you to take a picture next to it. You know, some will let you sit in the seat, you know.
What's funny is you'll watch these guys, and they're talking about what they're going to do with the car, and they look like they're really into it, stuff like that. And believe it or not, you walk up and ask them a question. Oh, they just, they're more than happy to talk to you.
Yep. Yeah, you.
You know, yeah, when you think that they're at their busiest and you don't want to bother them,
right?
They'll stop. They don't have a problem. They don't have a problem. It's not. Don't you understand who I am? I don't have time to talk to you.
Yeah.
You don't get any of that. You don't get any of that.
Yeah, like I have this Detroit Tiger funny car. You know, I got to be thrashing because you see on Fox, you see everybody thrashing in the pits and they're all intense and they're looking and then, you know, and we're talking in hushed tones because they're putting together the heads and the valve is.
Yep.
Yeah, right. But if these guys.
Everything's covered up. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And these guys, you know, they sit there in the trailer. I think, if anything, as opposed to having a sign that says, please don't feed the bears. You know, it's like, come talk to us. It's okay. That's the reason why we're sitting out here. All right.
Yeah, you don't see any of the ropes up around the car or anything like that.
Bingo.
They want you right here.
Yeah, and so I wonder if Steve can now, on the strength of these things, make more, get more folks. You know, I mean, will it become a true Nostalgia Nationals? Interesting. Well asked.
Like you said before, it's in the advertisement as well.
Yeah.
The more you get it out there, the more you'll bring in.
Yeah, and if you like the Golden Age of Drag Racing, you'll love this stuff. All right, so that's William Alexander from the Michigan Snowmobile Asphalt Drag Race Association, Jay Peso, of course, Steve Tomosik, who does the Detroit Detroit Dragway Reunion and the Nostalgia Nationals. And so those are our three picks. But I think we're going to open it up. But talk about opening it up real quickly. The track to look to watch. And it's not our track of the year, but it's our track that looks like it's got some of the most interesting things going on. In alphabetical order, because we're going to do this in all of 3 minutes, it's Lapeer International Dragway, Mile End, US 131. Your pick?
Oh, what is my pick? US 131 has always got, they always bring in a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
So they're always there. I would say the busiest track would be Lapeer. They seem to be one of the busiest tracks. And I hate to tell you this, but my third pick, and they're in my top three, is Mid-Michigan Motorplex.
Why would it be a bet? I mean, the thing was with Mid-Michigan, they were the track to watch last year.
Yes.
They got everything. They pulled it all together. You know, Mary and Mike, they put the paint on it. They made everything cool in the strip. They got the concrete rocking. I mean, it's been a beautiful place to begin with. But, boy, they just hit every single button correctly at Mid-Michigan last year. And that's why they were our track to watch, plus the people that they brought in and everything else. Lapeer? Yep. Could be the track to watch this year. They got a solid schedule. If everything goes through, he's sitting on a time bomb. I mean, he's sitting on perhaps one of the nicest tracks, could really take a dent or really bring up all the tracks in Michigan because he's got everything going. It always seems like a bumpy ride there, though. You know, Milan, to me, put $50 worth of paint in there, folks. You know, now that you got Steve on board, now that Christy, you know, we know everybody that's up there, nice people in the booth. You know, as much as you hear some stuff about, and everybody's seen the video a couple of years ago and stuff like that, you know, we're out of context and or in context, we're not really sure. But, you know, I was thoroughly impressed with Milan. It was not, it's kind of like talking to a girl that you thought was really, really stuck up. And he finds out they seem to be really nice.
Yes.
That's kind of Milan.
And they have, I mean, you know, their events, the Heads Up Series, you know, the first Friday of every month. That series is really cool. I believe that's all coming back.
Yeah.
That's a big draw. You know, they have the Motor City Madness. They have a crap ton of events there too. So I mean,
different events.
And if you look at all these racetracks in Michigan, they've all got their signature events.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You know, Northern's got the bow tie and
I was just gonna say the Chevrolet,
And Mid Michigan, you know, the Moneymaker Series and the 50 Grander.
I would say
131. Yeah, 131's got the you know, the Funny Car Nationals,
Night of Fire, and
they've just God, they got a ton of stuff over there.
Genowick's have the Red Genowick Memorial. I mean, everybody's got that signature one, and especially with 131, obviously the bigger tracks can do the bigger things. You know, Milan has a nice balance, but you look at Lapeer and you're pulling from it's like, come on, guy, come on, Bill, come on, you know, don't get any more try, because nobody really knows, are we out of the woods with that one? You know, all the legal stuff done?
I knew, you know, we probably heard about the same time that I believe some of it went his way, but I don't know if he has the total green light yet. That would be something that we should probably get a hold of him, see how everything's going with that.
Yes.
Along with making a stop over there, because, you know, I'd really like to go see one of those peso events over there.
Yeah, I think if there's anywhere to see it, that would be the place to see it. I mean, he's got enough room. I mean, if he builds that campground and if he's got that return road and he's got those little trailery things, you know, set up, hopefully he's got a new broadcast booth, you know. But he
is
could,
it kind of smaller?
He's got the track. Yeah, you got to move the walls, depending who you are, or are we used to them now? Will you ever get, you know, fuelers and stuff like that because those walls are too close? Who knows? But if you did, you would be probably, boy, you'd really give tracks a run for the money.
The thing about that is I've never, and maybe I just haven't looked, but I've never seen anybody complain about the narrowness of the track. I think if you race there enough, you get used to it, and it's just second nature. It's like no different than any other place. That's just where they're at, and step on a gas and go like hell.
One of the best prep crews ever at Lapeer, probably 131. Seen some at Milan during. I mean, it's amazing to me. Milan has that stronghold of people that will not let go. I mean, it's like the southern version of northern. You know, it's like day or night, rain or shine, doesn't matter, we're here. You know, and it's an amazing thing at Milan, especially how late they go at night. And that's kind of one of the things with the drag strips in general, how late they're going now.
Yeah.
You know?
And I don't know, you know, I don't know how many of them have curfews, you know, that they can only race so late at night.
Lapeer.
Do they? And, you know, I know... Poor Lapeer, you know. But like I say, I don't, you know, I don't know if they actually have to stop at a certain time and hey, we got to pick this up in the morning. But you know, it is what it is. But like I said, you know, they all look like. Hopefully, this is going to be a year to remember. Kick ass from. Excuse me. From what we had last year.
Yeah, don't say kick here. Okay, yeah.
I didn't. That's one of them four-letter words you're not supposed to say.
Yeah, you're right. We're all looking forward to it because we know that last year they took it on the chin, you know, and financially they took it on the chin, and at best it's precarious because you're open, you're like a drive-in movie was. You're open for so long, and if you have crap weather, you know, you're done. I don't. What?
No. That you said. You know, you're only allowed. You know, you're only able to have so many events because everything's been condensed.
Yeah.
And then you get ready for one, and what does it do? It rains.
Yeah. And then you know you make your money by the tickets coming in, so you can you know especially if you're a hometown track. That's why I think it's amazing that Nick you know Genowick over at Ubley. Has that big money race all of a sudden, guaranteed money.
Yeah.
Wow, that's gutty. You know, I mean, we're hoping to God that concrete did really well over the winter. I mean, if anybody that had, you know, new poured concrete and see how it went, man, I mean, everybody's track, I hope, you know, did really, really well, survived it.
And the nice thing about it was actually up till this last week, this winter's been really mild.
Yeah, which is extremely helpful. Yeah, but this is not a time to get weird, you know?
No.
But talk about getting weird. You got 1 minute. What didn't we cover before we got to get out of here?
Oh, what didn't we cover?
55.
I don't know. I think we covered about everything. A lot of new cars being built.
Yep.
We went over that. Some of the schedules are complete. Guys are getting their stuff ready to go. My stuff's almost ready to go. Is your stuff ready to go?
Yeah, matter of fact, that we, besides having the new studio, the Studio One now, that we invested in a lot of our going out to see people stuff. We can basically go all battery powered now, and which puts us, we can literally go inside of a pit and broadcast.
Nice.
Yeah, no kidding. So, yeah, so, oh, hell yeah, we're ready to go. I mean, now just even talking about the Nostalgia Drags, I'm starting to get hyped. It's like, yes, let's get this thing going. Let's see the snowmobiles. Let's see anybody. Let's hit it and get it, man. And that's why the 515's back. What?
Got some plans in the works of tracks you're going to visit?
Yeah.
Or still planning to make and waiting for all the schedules to be finalized?
Yeah, it's kind of like what we had to do before is we got to wait for everybody to submit their stuff. And then we got to go, what do we really think is logical? Do we really think that anybody's going to be rocking and rolling April 1st? But we're going to be picking, you know, we'll be knocking on doors and saying, look, here's some events that we really get excited to do. You know, which means we're going to knock on your door and say, look, whichever one that you want to come down to, you did a hell of a job filling in for Greg, you know, at the Nostalgia Nats. I don't think we gave you enough credit, man, because you really came out. It's not easy to say, here's the headphones, here the mic, 3, 2, 1, and we're live. You know, it's not easy for anybody, and you did a heck of a job. So, congratulations.
It's surprising when you have two people sitting there that actually know what they're talking about. And all I have to do is go, ooh, ah, you're right. Okay. Oh, look at the pretty colors.
Yeah, but I think if people rolled back the tape, that they would hear that you were much, much, much more insightful than you're right. And sometimes you hear a lot of that stuff on TV. You know, it's like, oh, it's he's got a shiny mag. You know, is that a Krager? No. I mean,
I enjoyed it actually a lot more than I thought. So, yeah, it was a good time. I did. I really did.
I thought
did.
It was going to suck, but okay.
No, I was nervous, but it was a nice change, yeah.
We wouldn't have had you if we didn't think that you would do an outstanding job, and you came through. Job well done, man. All right,
cool.
Talk
Thank
about
you.
Real job. We got to get the Haiti Heldies out of here because we got to open up now here in Studio One. We got to take it to Studio One, man. It's unique. It's big. We like it. Because we got the Detroit Sports Authorities coming up here at 7 o'clock. If you love Detroit sports as much as they don't, you'll love the Detroit Sports Authorities coming up here live, 7 o'clock, CKWI Radio 76. So we really do. We got to get out of here. So, Todd Sr., you know the reason why we should tell people why it's Todd Sr. Dunham as opposed to Todd Dunham Sr.?
When I started that Facebook page, for some reason, I put down it wanted my son is the same name as I am, but I'm a junior, or he's a junior.
Yeah.
So I put Todd Senior and then Dunham, and then I'll be darned if that didn't pop up. And now that's why I'm called Senior. I'm taking it as a good thing.
Oh, I think it's cool. I think it's a very cool handle. I really do. Of all the Todd Senior or Todd Dunhams that are out there, there's no Todd Senior. Because then people are going, what a strange name that somebody's dad was called Senior. You know? And then they go, was he Mexican? Was it Senor? And he just put the American accent? No.
That's a weird middle name. Todd Senior? Senor?
Yeah, Senor. Yeah, that's what they thought. How continental this fellow.
Yeah.
You know? All right, we got to blow. So, talk about blowing. We were going to see you next week. We have Nick Jenowick with us on the 515 next week. Come to the CKIWR Radio 76 Facebook page. You'll see our whole lineup for the 515. Holy crap, we got people booked all the way to May. Now, for you, young man, where should they go to see you?
Drag Racers of Michigan Facebook page. I will be there.
Absolutely, and if you really want to know anything that has to do with anything about drag racing around these parts, it is the Bible to go to. Bypass everybody else because they're, whatever. And Todd actually has the real deal. Okay, so for everybody here at CKWI Radio 76, myself and Todd, always, my friends, follow that dream, won't you? We'll see you in about 50 minutes. Bye now.